Order.
A focus on the environment as the Green Party's former co-leader, Russell Norman, bids farewell after 7.5 years as a List MP, while the Minister for the Environment, Nick Smith, was required to defend national stewardship in this area in the wake of the Environment Aotearoa report.
We are ramping up efforts with programs like Battle for Our Birds and the War on Weeds. The new Threatened Species Ambassador will also help this work.
That's in biodiversity, although in the area of water quality, Nick Smith rejected criticism implicit in questions from the Greens spokeswoman on the environment, Eugenie Sage.
Is the Minister effectively saying that only having rivers which are fit for wading and boating and not for swimming will allow the dairy industry room to expand further?
Mr Speaker.
The Honourable Doctor.
No, what I am saying is that the Member's proposition that somehow Parliament can pass a rule and magically make every border body in New Zealand safe to swim is false. Even before human beings arrived in this country, there were water bodies that were not safe to swim, and this government is not going to impose regulations and laws that are impractical, as the Green Party would attempt to do.
Nick Smith's Cabinet colleague Anne Tolley, herself a former Minister of Police, was required to answer questions about crime resolution rates addressed to the current Minister, Michael Woodhouse, by Labour's Jacinda Ardern.
Does he believe that a decrease in resolution rates had anything to do with the fact that the Southern Police District have 75 fewer frontline police, Wellington 115 fewer, Waikato 58, Waitemata 68, Northland 27 and Southland 45. Has that got anything to do with the decreasing resolution rate?
The Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Police, we'd have to identify whether those figures are accurate.
Proof of that was quickly provided by Jacinda Ardern.
Point of order, Mr Speaker, I seek leave to table the Official Information Act response from the New Zealand Police confirming the figures I've used in this answer.
Leave us thought to table that particular information. Is there any objection?
There was none, although Labour's Phil Twyford did object to this order from the Speaker, David Carter.
Order. Phil Twyford will stand, withdraw and apologise for that remark. Then he will leave the chamber.
Mr Twyford had called Social Housing Minister Paula Bennett a hypocrite in a cross-chamber spat which included this exchange.
Why does she constantly engage in snide attacks on the most vulnerable citizens when the reality is that under her government there are more Kiwis than ever before living in campgrounds and garages while she leaves 2,000 state houses vacant?
Mr Speaker.
Honourable Paula Bennett.
Well, Mr Speaker, I just say look in the mirror, Mr Snide.
Now from the chamber to the committee rooms and this report from Rhys Lyon.
A petition signed by over 7,000 people calling for a ban on the roadside tethering of goats was presented to the Primary Production Committee by its sponsor, Tony Robson.
This petition was started as it has disturbed me for some time that this animal is tethered on roadsides around the country and expected to live there for years or even their whole life. As well, there is no regulation for tethering in general, nor provision for social contact. I'd like to point out the goat is the only animal in New Zealand to suffer this inhumane practice of roadside tethering, and they have been the victim of cruelty and neglect on too many occasions.
Mr. Robson outlined the inhumane nature of goat tethering.
Many of these goats do not have water nor decent shelter, and roadside grass that can be dusty and dirty is not adequate feed for a fastidious natural browser. They do and become easily tangled by the tether, and in some cases have even died from self-strangulation. This is a social herd animal that suffer loneliness and boredom alone on a roadside and are very vulnerable.
The petitioner told the committee that the practice of goat tethering was antiquated.
What purpose does this serve for the animal? It places them in danger and denies them a decent quality of life. This is not an economic issue. It's not a radical proposal. It is merely poor animal welfare practice. And many of my 7,329 fellow petitioners have expressed it is long overdue to be banned.
Tony Robson presenting his petition calling for a ban on the roadside tethering of goats to the Primary Production Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.